Back with the county commission, and John, I know the commission did vote to put a 911 proposal fee for phones that call or devices that can call 911 on the ballot, and a lot of people are doing that, aren't they?
Well, yes, that's absolutely correct. The legislature passed a statute that allows us to be able to take and go out to the vote of the people and try to acquire a fee for devices that can be utilized for being able to pay for our 911. Many of you know, and probably several of you already have, given up your landlines. Once upon a time, your landline phone was billed a fee, and that's how we paid for our 911 dispatching services and these 911 systems. More and more people are giving up their landlines and are going to using their cell phones. And as they give up that line, then that fee, of course, is going away, and so being able to fund 911 is becoming an issue. Currently today, we've had our 911, we still collect that fee for those landlines that are there, and that money is all being spent today at the county, and then we are also subsidized it from our general revenue in order to buy the services that we have today in the county for 911. This ballot issue will allow us to turn around and charge a fee for your cell phones and the devices that are capable of dialing 911.
Wayne, go ahead.
The maximum fee is a dollar, and that is what is in our ballot language. Will be a dollar per month on any device that can call 911, and so it'll be collected based on your zip code, and as way we understand it, and then that will come into the county, and we will use that to fund our 911 system.
All right, Johnny?
Currently today, landlines are producing about $70,000 a year, and we are having to supplement out of general revenue funds an additional $20,000 or $30,000 a year in order to pay for the use of 911 through the city of Mobley.
All right, fewer and fewer people have those landlines. I'll ask you a question. Just give me a yes or no answer. Do you remember your home phone number when you were growing up, the landline number?
No, sir.
You don't remember that? Wayne, I bet you do, don't you?
Yes, 660-263.
It's amazing how many people remember their own. Yeah. Okay, if this passes, where all would that money go?
Where would it go? Basically, currently, we have a joint dispatch with the city of Moberly, and more than likely that is where it will stay. Now, as we indicated how much money that we're supplementing the dispatch, the city of Moberly is putting in that amount of money or more to in fact operate on that, to keep it operational today. So we're hoping to bring in enough to cover all of those. The other counties that have addressed this in the past have all been using a sales tax. You cannot use a sales tax and this tax at the same time. So we believe this will be less burdensome to the citizens than a sales tax. So this is the reason that we have gone to the fee per using device that can call 911.
Okay, John, my math is terrible. Just ask my daughter. But if you've got five devices in your house that can call 911, three cell phones and two iPads or whatever, that's $5 a month, isn't it?
$5 a month. That's what you'd be looking at that's on that end. Part of the goal of what we're trying to accomplish in this today, too, with the system that we have today, we all recognize that there are some things that are in our system that we'd like to see upgraded. The systems that we have were put in here many, many years ago, and they need an upgrade. They basically need a facelift or an overhaul. We need to have more towers. We need to be able to have better coverage so that all of our emergency responders, when they're out on the road and responding to these calls, can hear what's being said, can be directed with what they need to do. And then we also need to kind of take the different entities that we have. If you would, it's kind of like we have separate little smokestacks. As things in the course of time were developed, these entities grew independently. And so today, we're hoping to be able to try to find a way where we can collaborate and kind of centralize this 911 a little bit better. Like I said, today we utilize the city of Moberly, and there is a county regional system that's in place for that. But there are some other things we'd like to try to address and try to cover inside of this particular into our fire districts. They've all got their separate entities that are out there today. When you have a fire call, for example, in Randolph County, a lot of people don't realize this, when you dial 911, it goes into Moberly. Moberly will then turn around and transfer the call over to the ambulance district, and the ambulance district is who will dispatch and call out your fire department. We believe that by centralizing, we can cut down on that time factor that's involved in there, and we think that we can be more efficient in what we're trying to do. So that's what's promoted us to turn around and to try to improve the 911 system we have. In order to do that, we're going to have to find a financial source that will allow us to maintain what we've got today, let alone to try to enhance that system and make it better. And so this is our idea for doing that, is on this ballot.
And Wayne, this technology is not inexpensive, is it?
No, it is not. As John said earlier, we really need an upgrade. Currently, our radio equipment is on its last legs. We've been accumulating parts from systems that have been retired. And again, I'm talking about an area that Moberly manages and stuff does for us, but we've been briefed on it, and that system really needs to be upgraded. And we don't believe it's about imminent to fail at all, and we have an alternate dispatch point is part of the overall plan.
So. All right, let's talk about EMD as we get ready to wrap things up today. Where are we right now in finding someone to replace Jim Sherry, or what's it looking like there?
Well, I wish I had better news to say on that. And we advertised a position for emergency management director. We had several different applications that came in. We have collaborated along with the city of Moberly on that and sat down and reviewed the applications that were there, sorted them out, and then went and started approaching people. As we've done so, different individuals had moved on to different places. Other folks, after they decided about, you know, what they were going to have to do, decided they didn't want to come in. So we're kind of back to square one again. We're looking to turn around, send out another offering. We've been looking at sources for where you can do job postings in order to try to attract a new list of candidates to come in and kind of start that over again.
All right, Johnny, what would you like to see in an EMD?
Eventually, what I'd like to see is be able to have a central dispatch period and then have an EMD that is full-time and not contracted.
All right, the emergency management director, that's an important position, isn't it, Wayne?
Yes, it is. Commissioner Truesdell is, of course, the head of emergency management for the county.
So call him if you got a concern, right?
That is correct. But it's one of those things that it's all about planning. If, you know, all the years that I spent in military, it's all about the plan. It's all about the operation order that you put together. And so it's the coordination, it's the behind the scenes, so that when something does happen, all you got to do is pick up a phone, look at that plan, and people drop into those spots. And that's why it's so important to have a guy that's very calm and cool underneath a lot of stress.
And you also need someone who's detail-oriented, don't you?
Well, that's absolutely correct, Bob. We have a plan that has been created today, but the thing of it is a plan is a living document. It's not something that you have and you set it on a shelf and you just come back to it. Things change. New ideas come out, new equipment comes out, new people come out. That all has to be updated, has to be maintained, has to be current, so that the day, God forbid, that you have to go up there and pull that plan out to put it into use, it needs to be current and needs to be able to take into run. That takes cooperation, collaboration from a lot of different sources. And just in creating this plan on the front end, I can't say enough good about Chief Link, and about George Albert and the folks there at Moberly that throwed in and did a lot of work to help us try to create this plan, as well as all of our different fire departments here scattered across the county, and our emergency responders, Clay Joyner and his ambulance district. All of the different emergency responders are needed to be able to keep this plan up and running and current, and you have to have someone that's coordinating that to make sure that this plan will be up to date, and that's what that EMD is designed to do.
All right, the County Commission, they've joined us today as part of Quicksland this morning.